Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. You're listening to the Qalam podcast. Alhamdulillah, for over a decade, Qalam has had the opportunity and the blessing to serve the community. And after serving the community for an entire decade and benefiting millions of people all around the world, we have reaffirmed our commitment to making Islamic knowledge accessible for all, making sure each and every single person, no matter where they are in the world, they have the ability and the opportunity to learn about the beauty of Islam. So therefore, we are conducting more classes online than ever before, videos, podcasts, recordings, we're making all of it available. We ask you to support us and become our partner in this mission and cause of educating the whole world about the beautiful religion of Islam by going to supportqalam.com. Go to supportqalam.com, make a generous contribution. Inshallah, you are investing into the mission and the cause of teaching people about Islam worldwide. Millions of people have benefited, and we hope that hundreds of millions more will benefit, inshallah. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. I hope and pray everyone is doing well. Inshallah, during today's reflection and broadcast session, we will be focusing on a verse of the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasizes a quality that would beautify the character of not only believers, but even any person who doesn't even proclaim faith. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala proclaims that لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ, if you are grateful, then I, Allah, will increase you in your bounties. But if you do not show gratitude, if you are ungrateful, then know well that my punishment is severe. There's a lot to talk about when we contemplate over the quality of gratitude, particularly given circumstances. Because a person who is going through difficulties and challenges finds it more difficult to be grateful, because it's so easy to focus on what wrongs are happening in my life than focusing on the positives that are happening. And that is why, given the current pandemic, where people's lives are being shattered, people are going through financial restraints, people are going through family struggles, people are losing their jobs, people are losing their health, there's just so much that, subhanAllah, so many reasons why we have to show gratitude. And the fact that it's more difficult to be grateful during these trying times is all the more why we should be grateful. Now, we need to first understand, what does it mean to show gratitude? What does it mean to be grateful? Because I can do a particular thing and say, that's my definition of gratitude. That's the way I express my gratitude. But there's a way that we understand what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us in the form of gratitude. And the way we understand that is, subhanallah, by number one, studying the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as well as the lives of the other prophets. This idea of gratitude was baked into the message of prophethood. If you look at the descriptions of the prophets of the past throughout the Quran, you'll notice something very unique, a common thread, a theme that permeates the messages of all of the Anbiya. إِنَّهُ كَانَ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about Nuh alayhi salam. Despite the challenges that he went through, إِنَّهُ كَانَ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا, he was still someone grateful. Allah talks about Ibrahim alayhi salam, شَاكِرًا لِأَنْعُمِهِ, he was someone who expressed gratitude for the countless blessings and favors that Allah bestowed upon him. We look into the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Aisha radiallahu anha says, once I come inside and I see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam praying, and he's exerting himself so much that his feet begin to swell. And this concerns me because I think to myself, the Prophet of Allah, his sins are forgiven. Why does he need to exert himself so much? Why does he need to exert himself so much? And when I confide into the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that this is something that's been on my mind, he Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says to me, أَفَلَا أَكُونُ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا? Should I not be grateful? And that's so beautiful, that the more Allah allows me to do ibadah, the more Allah bestows on me, upon me, the more gratitude I should show. For many of us, it works the complete opposite, right? The moment someone gives us something and we're grateful, that's the end of the story. That's it, we're done. I've done my part, you've done your part. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ, I will increase you. I will increase you. When we think about gratitude, this conversation of being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ties in with another beautiful characteristic, and that is hamd, praising Allah. And the scholars of language, the grammarians, the linguists, they say the difference between shukr and hamd, meaning praising Allah and being grateful, is that I can praise Allah with my tongue, but in order to be grateful, I have to exemplify, I have to demonstrate my gratitude through my actions. So yes, I can wake up in the morning and say, Ya Allah, I'm grateful for everything that you have given me. I'm grateful for everything that you have given me. But true gratitude is expressed through actions and not only through words. And that is even true for us in our day-to-day interactions. If there's someone who I treat very well, I'm very kind to that person, and I give that person a lot, I'm gracious, I'm generous with that person, and I know the person has the means, but I want to give that person a gift. If that person does not reciprocate, no matter how much lip service of kindness that person may do, until that person doesn't reciprocate with something, or even show in his or her actions that what I have done to them means something to them, I won't truly feel appreciated. I won't truly feel appreciated. So when we think about gratitude, and particularly when we think about it in reference to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yes, it is definitely the case that I need to be verbal. I need to express my gratitude through my words. Ya Allah, I appreciate everything that you have given me, and I don't complain. But I need to also bring that gratitude and express it through my actions, by praying, by giving in charity, by fasting, by being kind to others, by letting other people know that I am grateful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by talking about Allah. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals the message and the revelation to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. This beautiful message that I have given you, this beautiful message that I have given you, make sure you go and you tell other people about it as well. So there are many ways that we can express this gratitude. Now, that's in terms of the definition. That's in terms of the definition. For many of us, when we think about being grateful, we often think about the bigger things in life, right? So Allah blesses me with a child, so I'm immensely grateful. Allah blesses me with a new job, I'm immensely grateful. But the beauty of a believer is that they're able to see Allah's wonders and doings and blessings in the more mundane things in life. The fact that I'm able to wake up in the morning and I'm able to relieve myself and use the bathroom and come out relieved, I don't even think twice that I was able to clear my system. But what does the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tell us to say? غفرانك الحمد لله الذي أذهب عن الأذى وعافاني. That all praise belongs to Allah. All praise belongs to Allah, who removed the impurities in my body, and he has given me ease. Something as simple as that. The fact that I wake up in the morning, Alhamdulillah alladhi ahyana ba'dama amatana. I'm grateful to Allah that I woke up in the morning and Allah did not take me back. He's given me another day to get close to him. So when we want to think about why I should be grateful. Perhaps I'm not getting straight A's in school. Perhaps I don't have a six-figure salary. Perhaps I don't have the flashiest car. Perhaps I don't have everything else that my other relatives or my rich neighbors have. That's fine. But we learn from a hadith that that person who has food for the day, who has a roof or a ceiling on top of him, he has good health, he has his family around him, that person has amassed the riches of the world. فَكَأَنَّمَا حِيزَتْ لَهُ الدُّنْيَا بِحَذَافِيرِهَا. It's as though he has amassed the entire world. So you and I, we're not only peasants, we're kings, we're lords, we're emperors. We have things which people in the past would have died for. So subhanAllah, we have so much to be grateful, and let us be aware of why we should be grateful. And it's a bit unfortunate and sad that we have people, particularly atheists, right, at times when they see the suffering and the difficulties of the poor, and they will say, you see, Allah has left these people to starve. You see, Allah has left these people to starve. God has left these people to starve. Why should I believe in Him? Which is a topic in and of itself. But I want to focus on the attitude. So my teacher always used to say, it's so fascinating where the people who are going through that hunger, they use it as a means of turning to Allah and being grateful of their blessings, while somebody who observes them uses that as a means of disproving or arguing that Allah doesn't exist. SubhanAllah. So you can look at the exact same thing, and one person uses that as a way of kufr, and somebody else looks at that and uses that as a means of shukr. And the very important thing is, in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that if you're grateful, it's not only that you're doing a good act of worship. Definitely, the rewards of that are going to come back to you. لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. I will increase. Ali radiallahu anhu, he would say that you have ni'mah, which is a blessing, and you have shukr, which is a gratitude, which is gratitude. And he says the two of them are so strongly connected, the moment you break the component of shukr, say goodbye to the component of the ni'mah. They're so strongly connected that if you do not show gratitude, you will not get that ni'mah. Now, obviously, some people can argue, there are so many people in the world, they don't express gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers them with so many blessings. Well, then our perspective on ni'mah, blessings, need to change. Because just because someone's given wealth doesn't mean it's ni'mah. When someone's given wealth and that wealth is a form of success for them in this life and in the hereafter, that is a true blessing. But if someone is granted wealth and that is a source of their loss in the hereafter, that is not a ni'mah. So when we show gratitude to Allah, Allah will increase us in those blessings that are meaningful, in those blessings that would be useful for me in this life and in the hereafter. And before I conclude, I think it's important that gratitude in relationship to my connection with Allah is important. But we learn from the hadith as well, مَنْ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ النَّاسِ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ اللَّهِ, that I have to be a grateful individual to Allah, but even to the people around me. Think about it. The last time my wife cooked something really delicious for me for iftar, after I'm done eating, have I ever thanked her for that? Saying, you know what, jazakallah khair, the food actually tasted really nice. If I'm a wife and the husband comes back from work, a really difficult day, have I ever thanked him saying that, you know what, I know you went through a lot, you know, thanks a lot for what you're doing for the family. Or for my children, you know, subhanAllah, if I see that they've done something, they made me happy, and I thank them for that. Our children to their parents, that they thank them for whatever they did. Sometimes we assume that people understand that we're grateful to them, but more often than not, our subtle hints aren't understood. Right? Somebody like my dad assumes, I assume my dad has given me everything his whole life. And just by my mere existence as a son, I am in my own delusional mind to think that is my form of expressing gratitude. But subhanAllah, if I am just sitting down there and expecting him to understand that I'm grateful, then no, I have to go and tell him, Dad, you know what? You've done so much for me. Thank you. Jazakumullahu khairan. May Allah reward you for that. We have to be vocal and we have to be expressive about our attitudes. And now, yes, some people aren't able to express it so clearly. They express their gratitude in different ways. That's fine. But we have to have this quality of shukr so that we are not those people who benefit from people without expressing why they're grateful of that. So again, let's look at this verse of the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he tells us something that is a source of comfort for us in this life and the hereafter. That لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ, if you are grateful, O my slaves, if you are grateful, لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. Know that it's an axiomatic fact that when you are grateful and you express that gratitude in the form of verbal affirmation, but also through your actions, what will I do? لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. I will increase you. And I will increase you in what? In blessings, but blessings that are actually and truly in the form of a blessing. Not something that will give you comfort and bliss in this life and be a source of regret and remorse in the afterlife. So during this blessed month of Ramadan, in the midst of this pandemic, it's essential that we don't fall into what is known as shikwa, complaining. That, oh man, I'm not able to go outside. Oh man, I can't go to the gym. It's so tough. I'm not able to visit family. I can't go to work properly. Yes, these are challenges that we may be suffering from. These are challenges that we're going through. But don't let it bring us down. Rather, look at this opportunity to now turn to Allah. And I'm going to conclude on this point. In this verse, Allah compares two qualities, shukr and kufr. Kufr, we understand, is disbelief. But ultimately, kufr is where a person understands the blessings that Allah has given him, yet he chooses to disbelieve in Allah. And that is the ultimate, that is the greatest form of showing this, that's the greatest form of ingratitude. That's the greatest form of ingratitude, that Allah has given me everything, yet I turn a blind eye to him and I don't accept what he has told me, that he is my creator. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among the grateful. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us not to slip into episodes of complaining and criticizing everything. Rather, we ask Him that during this blessed month, we are more grateful of all the bounties that He has given us, the major bounties, the greater bounties, as well as the more mundane, simple things in my life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward everybody. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.